Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom upon us او the one who is the most honorable the most merciful بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Once again, welcome to our honored, esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. I am in the company of our honorable, respected Alimuddin, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. However, dear viewers, our discussion is characteristics of the Ummat of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's one of my favorite discussions and it's something that needs to be highlighted from time to time for us followers. For the followers throughout the globe to understand their worth. What are the traits and the qualities of the followers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are the characteristics of the ghulams and servants of Mustafa jani rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah. And there are so many ayat, ahadith, narrations, parables that we would love to discuss with our viewers of Madini channel, inshallah. For those who are in Madinatul Munawwara, for those who are setting out on this journey of Medina, myself and Mulana Abdul Qadir urge those brothers to kindly remember us in your du'as when you are there in the city of Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make du'a that Allah azza wa jalla brings and calls us as well to the city of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dikhadi ya ilahi woh madina kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, regarding the statement of Allah azza wa jal, you are the nation of the Prophet Muhammad are the best among all those nations which appeared among the people. This is actually a statement. The Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in the hadith, you will complete 70 ummas. You are the most superior and noble of them before Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Now, this beautiful hadith and narration denotes a most precious aspect of being from the Prophet's followers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Certainly, the gift of being from his ummah, from his nation is a favor for which we can never, ever thank Allah Azza wa Jal enough. Jihad, dear viewers. Let alone for being the best nation, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, we are the best of nation. Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen us to be the followers of his final and last beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Before Allah Azza wa Jalla, no nation compares to the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the best. Remember, dear viewers, the preserved tablet records this nation as the most superior, the most exalted and precious nation. Allahu Akbar. Previous nations were actually foretold about the coming and the blessings and the specialities of this ummah which belongs to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Is the honor of being the best ummah specific to certain people or applicable to all dear viewers? In this regard, subhanallah, there are so many views and inshallah azza wa jalla, we are going to mention a few of them as the beloved Rasul. The peace of our hearts and minds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated the best of people are those from my time, then those who will follow them, then those that will follow them. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ According to this hadith, the companions, عَلَيْهِمُ رِضْوَانُ are the most superior believers followed by their students, and that the earlier people of this ummah are superior to the latter ones. Subhanallah. So it comes the tabi'in, the tabi'i tabi'in, the sahabas, the tabi'in, and the tabi'i tabi'in. These three eras, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. The entire ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is included in being the best. From the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the time of Qiyamah, dear viewers. This is because the reason that makes it the best ummah are found in them. The qualities are found in them. Those traits are found in the followers of Mustafa, which makes this nation, this ummah, the best that ever emerged from this earth. As per the ayat of the Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So what are the beliefs of this ummah? What are the convictions of this ummah? Look at the increasing and the ever-burning love in the hearts of this ummah for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the istiqamat and the steadfastness of this ummah in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. There are so many other aspects, dear viewers of Madini channel. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That's far, Mulana Sahib. We being the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam do not realize and analyze how fortunate we are. It's like, you know, subhanallah, sometimes we admire the sons of some rich people. I'm just giving a very common example, a very basic example, Mawlana Sahib. It might not sound good, but the example fits very well because that's how I see people look at things. You know, when we see some rich person who's a multi-billionaire, for example, you know, and when we see their awlad, meaning every child that's born in such families is born as a billionaire. You are born a billionaire. So when you look at a child that's born in such families, it looks like a very different child, you know, though he is eating the same thing which a poor child eats. Which he's going to do the same things which a poor child does, but he's looked at differently. Why? Because his father is his backup. His father and his business and the money which he has is going to set his future. And this is what people look at. Now imagine, in this verse we are being told that from all the nations which have ever come on this earth, which has ever walked the surface of this earth, approximately, Mulana Sahib, as per the hadith, 124,000 messengers came in this world. 1,24,000 kamo bish anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam tashreef laaye. Every nabi and every rasul came for his nation, came for the guidance of his ummah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. From all those nations that ever came on this planet, the best of all nations is the nation of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How this honor and this privilege,
so being the final ummah of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is our privilege, Sidi. Because there have been many, even prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhimu salam, who expressed their wish to Allah Azza wa Jal to make them among the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam being one of them, and his wish was granted, subhanallah. And it is our aqeedah that he will appear towards the end of time, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Musa alayhi salam as well. Similarly, he expressed this desire to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be made the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there have been scriptures where the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been mentioned in the previous scriptures, mashallah, along with the zikr of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his birthplace, his hijrah, subhanallah. So out of 104 approximately books that have been revealed, heavenly revealed books, subhanallah, in all of them, the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is present, along with the naat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his ahwal, his birth and his migration towards Madina, Munawwara, etc. All has been mentioned, subhanallah. And now the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are here. And when it comes to Mu'asab, you have recited a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. So in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says that you, the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the best among all those nations which appeared amongst the people. And then the ayah continues, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You command what's good and prohibit from evil. So the title and the position is given that you are the best of ummah, subhanallah. But what is your responsibility as being the best of ummah is that you command people to do good and you prohibit them from doing evil. Subhanallah. So now this is the complete understanding of this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran, which alhamdulillah, we have been commanded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you are the best of ummah, provided that you fulfill these requirements, these responsibilities. I mean, we all enjoy positions, Sayyidi. Somebody is made the CFO of a company, somebody is made the secretary general of a company, somebody is made the manager of a company, and they all enjoy all these top positions, you know, chartered accountants, all these lofty positions in companies and corporate world. But with that, us the people who are enjoying these statuses, these titles, that with that comes a huge responsibility. They are losing their night's sleep over it.
Allah. The
amount of work, the amount of tension they have to process each and every day. They can't get a night of peaceful sleep. Why? Because it is too tedious. Pressure is too high.
It's very natural, yeah.
Yes. So one side of it is that we're looking at the status, such high title. But on what basis? They are as if they are working 24 hours a day. Not only 8 hours. 8 hours they are in the office, but the other 16 hours is being processing in their minds. And they are still busy making calls, making arrangements, you know, making sure everything is right.
Allah,
working from Allah. Home.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So yes, these are the things. We shouldn't only look at our title, but our responsibility as to what put us there.
Kaaba.
Subhanallah. We need to command good and prohibit evil. As we are discussing, Sayyidi, we are the Ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is our characteristic? What have we been granted that other Ummahs don't have? It is mentioned that, alhamdulillah, we have certain things that no other Ummahs have. We are the fortunate ones who have been granted Quran, who have been granted the month of Ramadan. We are the ones who have been granted 5 times Salah. We are the Ummah that have been, alhamdulillah, granted the ability and the tawfiq to that we can make sajda anywhere in the world. There doesn't have to be a specific building where we read our Salah, where we make our sajda. We can read our Salah at home. We can read our Salah at the offices. We can pull off, you know, on the road and make our Salah, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Subhanallah. So looking at all these specialities, Maulana Sahib, you know, what you're telling me, these are those specialities which have not been given to anybody besides the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah, subhanallah. And it's specific to this ummah alone. Yani aapne jo baatein ki hai, Maulana Sahib, subhanallah. It touches the heart to know that Allah azza wa jalla loves this ummah to that extent, Maulana Sahib, that for the sake of his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has granted this ummah those things which have not been granted to previous ummahs. It's really amazing. Chale, dear viewers of Madini channel, mashallah. Ab chukye sarkar ki baat chal rahi hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to zara Madini ka bhi tazkira ho jaye, Mulana sahib, inshallah, azabajal. Let's listen about the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Taiba ko ja raha hai. This beautiful kalam, and when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina.
Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا شیدا میرے نبی کا تیبا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبا سب گنگنا رہے گے
نبی کا
یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبا کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری
ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبا کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبا کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبا کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبا کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا عشق و ادب میں ڈھل کر میرا سلام کہنا
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبا کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
Welcome back. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Marhaban. How was that kalam, Mulana sahib? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We hope that the viewers of Madini channel have enjoyed this beautiful recitation of our Nat Khan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the dhikr of Madina, 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 MashaAllah. Echoes in our ears and in our hearts, in our spirits, because it is the desire of every believer, especially to live in Medina, to die in Medina, to be associated to everything in Madinatul Munawwara. Anything that has nisbat and connection with the Rasul is beloved to us as well, Mawlana Sahib. And this is the demand of love. Subhanallah. And this ummah is special for the very same reason, dear viewers, is because we are the followers of the greatest ummah, the greatest Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. That great Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has such deep devotion and connection, love and concern for his grieved ummah, dear viewers, that no mother in the world could give such love to her daughter like the Prophet has shared with his ummah.
Subhanallah.
No father in the world could love his son as the Prophet loves his ummah. No brother in the world could love his brother. No sister in the world could love her sister like the Prophet feels for his ummah. For this reason, when he was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Rabbi habli ummati, ummati. When he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lived throughout his physical life, his apparent life, he was found saying, Rabbi habli ummati, ya ummati. Oh Allah, hand over the affairs of my ummah to me. Forgive my ummah, pardon my ummah, to the extent that even when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to see Allah azza wa jalla the night of Mi'raj, he did not forget his ummah. Subhanallah. Even when he was lowered into his Mubarak and blessed grave, dear viewers, it is said at that time his blessed lips was in movement. And Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati was heard emanating from the Mubarak tongue and lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore the poet says so beautifully,
Rabbi habli ummati kehte huwe paida huwe Rabbi habli ummati kehte huwe paida huwe حق نے فرمایا کہ بخشا حق نے فرمایا کہ بخشا الصلاۃ والسلام شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام.
Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this ummah would also attain the shafaat of the beloved Rasul on the day of Qiyamah with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. However, inshallah, now that we have mentioned all of the stuff, Mulana Sahib, and before the kalam, you mentioned some beautiful specialities of the ummah, and we were just moving into the direction where we're speaking as, for example, there are so many other blessings such as tayammum, Mulana Sahib, sand, dust, yani the earth that has been made purified for the followers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani for the Muslims, this entire earth has been made the masjid, as well as the place of purification. You could perform salah on this earth, wherever you are, of course, in a park place. And together with that, you could attain purity from dust. The whole dunya removes the dust, but Allah azza wa jalla has placed shifa in that. Allah azza wa jalla has placed cure in that, in for example, khaki shifa. And then together with that purity, in a sense of where we obtain purity. If somebody has got no wuzu and there's no water, via tayammum, he could attain purity and he could read his salam on the sahib. Imagine such a great, great blessing, subhanallah. This exclusive merits that we want to mention to the viewers of Madini channel is beyond our imagination. Many of us, Mulana Sahib, don't understand. That's why in the very beginning, I given an example of a child who is the son of a very rich father. He doesn't understand his worth. Here, we are the followers and the servants, the khadims, actually the servants of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, hame apna value ka nahi pata hai ki when we are the servants of such a great Rasul, where are we hiding and running away from? Where are we asking people to help us from? When our beloved Rasul is the greatest giver, Kareem aisa mila hai jiske khule hai haath aur bhare khazane. Batao ae mufliso ke phir kyu tumhara dil istirab mein hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So look at granting the permission to perform tayammum in the absence of water is a speciality for this ummah. Designating water as a means of removing filth is the speciality of this ummah. Subhanallah. The blessings of Jummah, because Jummah is the chief of all the days, Ramadan is the chief of all the months. This ummah was told that this is the month which is the chief, this is the day which is the chief, subhanallah. It's for this ummah that Friday was made the day of Eid for us, dear viewers of Madani channel. The honor of congregational prayers, it was only for this ummah that if you read namaz with congregation, look at the rewards and look at the thawab, subhanallah. It is the speciality of this ummah alone that giving legal authority to the consensus of the ummah and making their differences a source of mercy. There are various verdicts, dear viewers, but even though the verdicts may oppose one another and they would contradict, but giving legal authority to the consensus of the ummah and making their differences a source of mercy is only the mercy upon this ummah. Subhanallah. In contrast to the early nations whose differences were a source of loss and punishment, their opinions and the differences of opinions in the previous nations was a source of loss and punishment. But for this ummah, if there is any contradiction and both are Muslim, both are Sunnis, both are lovers and devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, they both will be rewarded for their ijtihad. Subhanallah, they both will be rewarded for giving legal advice to the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you imagine, dear viewers, this is the speciality of the ummah that making plague a means of martyrdom, Mulana sahib. A person who dies with plague is actually receiving shahadat. This is martyrdom and a mercy while it was a punishment for the earlier nations. If they died with this sickness, it was looked at as a very bad thing, Mulana sahib. Lekin is ummat ke liye, because you are connected to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah loves him and he loves us, because we are connected to the beloved Rasul and the beloved Rasul is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's because of Aqa and the Master we have become beloved in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani this ummah from amongst all the previous ummas, Mulana sahib, and yet we do not make shukr for this, Mulana sahib.
Sayyidi, when it comes to the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as compared to the other ummas, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through him we have gotten so much of respect, honor in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is only through him that we are recognized, and he is our master, and every slave is identified with his master, subhanallah. So there are certain rights that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon us being his ummah. Yes, we have gotten all these perks being his ummah. So what's his right upon us? And we have gotten all of this through his sadaqah. So what's his right upon us? That we help him propagate deen of Islam in his mission. What was the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? To fill the entire earth with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To recite durood and salam upon him abundantly, to follow into his footsteps and follow his sunnah. And these are some of the rights that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon us being his ummah. So yes, we are his ummah. So we can only enjoy the benefits but not fulfill the rights. Subhanallah. Just like how we enjoy being a father. It's a title, we already know I'm the father of children, subhanallah. Yes, with it comes the responsibility. So likewise, we are the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with that comes our responsibility of upholding this banner of being the ummati of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the previous nations, if somebody wanted to gain closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn limitless virtues, one had to perform years and years of worship. And he had to be a wali of Allah, such as Sayyidina Shamun radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the nation of Bani Israel. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned his account to the Sahaba that this great personality in the time of Bani Israel, he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal for 1,000 months. The Sahaba got mesmerized. Allahu Akbar. For 1,000 months he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He devoted himself. But then again, at the same time, the Sahaba malal unko aage ki, how can we achieve such greatness of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal for 1,000 months, subhanallah? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed this concern of the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his Sahaba to Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this instance, the entire surah of the Holy Quran was revealed, Surah Al-Qadr, alhamdulillah, which we get to experience in the month of Ramadan. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. So a person of Bani Israel had to worship for 1,000 months to gain these virtues, but as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can gain all these virtues in one night.
Allah.
Even more than that, laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr, it's not as equal to 1,000 months, but even beyond that, even subhanallah, beyond Allah only knows how much more than that.
So if this ummah can't have long lifespans like the previous nation, so Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah, in this limited lifespan, Mawasab, gives us more benefit than those who had long lives,
subhanallah,
long ages. Agar wo 200 saal tak jee karke bhi ibadat kiya karte the, misal ke taur pe, to bhi is ek raat mein ek bar ibadat karna, usse bhi zyada behtar, because thousands of months, Mawlana Sahib, is included in this. So this is, dear viewers, as Mawlana Sahib says, it is the karam nawazi of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand the value, dear viewers. Understand, and together with this, Mawlana Sahib, we should actually see the muhabba that shared between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, the Creator, Rabb Azza wa Jalla, has given these benefits and specialities to the ummah of the beloved Rasul. So imagine what not the beloved Rasul himself has, Mawlana Sahib. Ye to ummatiyon ko mila hai. Huzur ke sadqe mein to phir sarkar pe kya kya kuch nahi karam nawaziyan hui hain.
The shair very beautifully says with regards to what the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been granted. He says, "Aaj khuba hamadaran tu tanha dar." Whatever the best of the best that I've had, you have all of it in your single personality,
Allah
sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
And this is the least we could say. And then the shair says that we could go on praising the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, la yumkinu sanau kama kana haqquhu ba'da khuda buzurg tu'i qissa mukhtasar. That praising him, there's no limits. And it is impossible to praise him to the extent that he deserves. But in short, all we can say is, after Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the greatest, subhanallah. So yes, our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is He whom we identify. And as we are discussing our martaba and our greatness as His ummah, alhamdulillah, we should actually take pride in this fact and try to do justice of being His ummah, meaning as His ummah now. Let's say someone sees you and you, the child of a president. Would you carry on the same way as normal children carry on with their lives? You got a position to uphold. You know, I can't be doing these things because this is not befitting me, my status. So same thing applies to us as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is not befitting me. What befits us is Allah Azza wa Jal says to us in the Holy Quran, subhanAllah. Every time Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. So many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, directly speaking to us, O believers, who are the believers? The ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every task that we have been assigned as the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are great tasks of enjoining good, prohibiting evil. 5 times salah with jama'ah, fast of the month of Ramadan, zakat, taking care of the poor community, and different other commands that we have been given from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And all these commands, they start with Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Why? When Allah Azza wa Jal calls us with so much of love, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, then whatever difficulty that was there in the task that He is assigning to us, because when you see Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, then you must know either there is a command or a prohibition that is coming after it. But just by saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the compassionate irshad of Allah Azza wa Jal, and His statement, to us, his command to us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O my brothers. You know, O believers. He says that makes it all easy.
Subhanallah.
And as opposed to us being called Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, how Allah Azza wa Jalla would call the previous nations, He would call them, O needy ones. And when He calls us, O believers, subhanallah. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla treats us
Allah
as the Ummah of the beloved
Allah Mustafa. Allah, dear viewers of Madini channel, this is the speciality which Munana Sahib has highlighted. That hum ummati hain, aur ummati subhanallah aise hain, phir we should behave like true and real ummatis, dear viewers. You know, this Ummah Munana Sahib has saintly poles, which are the aqtab, saintly pillars, which are the awtad, distinguished masters, which are, of course, which is Mujtaba, the generous substitutes, which are the Abdal, and they all are in the Ummat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst them, subhanAllah. Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, he says, if the substitutes were not present, yani the awliyas, aqtab, the awtad, if these personalities were not present, the earth would fold up its treasures. Allah, Allah, Allah. If there were no pious people on this earth from the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there would be corruption on earth. If there were no scholars upon the earth, people would be like animals on this earth, dear viewers. It is the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the ulamas of this Ummah. Look at the awliyas of this Ummah. Look at the miracles of the beloved Rasul that he gave us, Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He gave us Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and they are removing the grief from the Ummat, Mulana Sahib. 800 saal se apne kaam mein hain, subhanallah. Aur ye wo kaam kar rahe hain ki dunya bhar ko dekh rahe hote hain. These are those tasks and responsibilities assigned to them by Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab tak the to benefit pochaya karte the, aur zahiri taur se wo dunya se rukhsat kar chuke hain. They have left this mundane world. Apparently we cannot see them anymore, but dear viewers, they are still giving us, subhanallah. Whatever we receive is through their blessings. So this ummah is so, so blessed, Allahu Akbar, that when this ummah goes out to fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then it's only for this ummah that even angels descend to aid and help us on the battlefield, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This ummah being addressed as dear believers, you mentioned Mawlana Sahib itself, is a great thing, subhanallah. Yani, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in the noble Qur'an Pak. So focus on these points, dear viewers, and become happy. Don't be sad. Focus on this, that Allah loves you if you will make tawbah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those who abundantly repent and seek purification. So you become the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla automatically when you perform these actions. And what tops that up even more is the fact that you are the ummatis of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Ma'asab, we are taking a plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hum gunahgar hai, badkar hai. But what we do take in the court of Allah as a wasila ki, Mawla, hum jaise hai tere mahabub ki ummati to hai.
Subhanallah.
Mawla, tere habib ki ummati hai. We are the followers. Hum ghareeb hai. Yes, we are weak in our actions. We may have money, we may have shohrat and izzat, lekin agar humare paas amal nahi, dear viewers, then we are nothing. Therefore, when we stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, our money, our wealth, our donations, our charitable work, all of that one side, the fact that you are the ummati of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the greatest wasilas as well, through which you can have your du'as answered, through which you can have your supplications fulfilled and answered, subhanallah. So try using this wasila as well during du'as, when you say to Allah Azza wa Jalla that I am the follower of your beloved Habib, as the ulamas would make these types of du'as to attain the mercy and the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, have you heard of any other ummah that will cross on the bridge of Sirat like lightning?
Subhanallah.
It is the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap kya farmate hain?
Definitely, Sayyidi, the angels in the heavens, you know,
Allah,
we know that we hear the adhan. But we are the ummah that our azan is heard by the angels, subhanAllah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
When the muazzin calls, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, the angels of Allah, they are listening to it. They are all ears, subhanAllah. Why the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising Allah azza wa jal. And when the haji is called, Talbiya labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, that too the angels are listening, subhanAllah. So these are the virtues of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels say they are sinless. They are infallible. They are sinless, just like the Anbiya alayhi salam. And we are not infallible. Mm. We are sinful Ummah. But yet we have been granted that tawfiq that when we recite azan, when we recite talbiyah, subhanallah, then the angels of Allah, who are sinless, they are listening to our azan. They are listening to our labbaik in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no one in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be bereft of mercy. Meaning, that's why the ulama, when they mention the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they always say, ummati marhuma. Mm-hmm. The ummah that has earned the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Marhuma, we do not mean, you know, as in common terms, marhuma, when we say somebody who has passed on. Not in that sense, but marhuma in the sense, in the literal sense of it, that somebody who has earned the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Maybe if you say it's mahrum also. If you say it's marhum or mahrum, these two words are, maybe the words not to use.
No, we are ummate marhum. We are not ummate mahrum.
Ha.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The one who has attained the rahmat of Allah and not the one who is deprived from the mercy of Allah. Mm. So, kisi ko mahrum kiya jaye, mashallah.
Yeah, people say instead of marhum, they get mixed up because they don't know the meaning or maybe they don't understand the Arabic terms and they say mahrum.
Mm.
So, I shouldn't say this, but if you are habitual of saying it, but you don't, you know, you don't mean it, right?
But at the same time, good to know.
Yes, we need to take a control of our tongue. The mistake of the tongue is greater than the mistake of the weapon.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So, yes.
What great Madani pearls, Mahasab. Our pious predecessors would teach us and give us. And this tarbiyah is really, really amazing. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Hamara is what Dilchara ki aapko ek kalam sunaye do tina shahar. Agar possible ho to.
Inshallah.
I know I've got Mahasab in, you know, suddenly like this. And this was not planned, of course. And it's just a sudden request from my side. As I'm just listening to your Mubarak voice, mashallah, and the Madani pearls. Maybe after these two Madani pearls, if Mahasab can recite a kalam for us, inshallah, and the viewers of Madani channel could also hear this kalam. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the speciality of this ummah which Mahasab has highlighted. And it's moreover, dear viewers, it is this ummah of Mustafa that will intercede for the gunahgar people of this ummah as well.
Subhanallah.
Have you heard of this? Yes. It is the pious of this ummah that will intercede on behalf of the sinners of this ummah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. The people from this ummah that are punished for their deeds in this dunya, Allahu Akbar, will come on the day of Qiyamah, purified from those sins, freed from those gunas and evils and sins. It is the speciality of this ummah that 70,000 people from the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter Jannah bila hisab wa kitab, without any accountability. Allahu Akbar, this speciality is given to this ummah as well. So why should you not celebrate? Why should you not love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you see the connection of the beloved Rasul? Ki even yahan tak ki jab sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se arz kiya gaya ki ye ayat kareema nazil hui hai. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرَضَى. Allah azza wa jalla speaks about blessing and bestowing so much upon his beloved Rasul until he is razi, until he is satisfied. When this ayat was revealed, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying before that. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam brought this verse from Allah azza wa jalla and came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not be sad, do not cry, do not grieve. Allah azza wa jalla is saying that he will give you so much that you will become pleased. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says that I would not be happy until my last ummati, my last follower, is not out of hellfire and admitted into Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. This is the deep love and bond of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his ummah. That he says, I would never be happy and satisfied until the last believing Muslim does not be extracted and taken out of the hellfire and admitted in Jannah. Until this does not happen, Muhammad is not going to be happy. Imagine, can you see? Lekin ye wahi aqa hai jinki sunnaton ko humne chhode hue hain. Ye wahi aqa hai jinki hum libas tak nahi pehen paate, sunnat ka tareeqa nahi pehen paate. Na hum sarkar ki tarah has paate, sunnat ko nahi ada karte, na sunnat ke tareeqe se khate hain, na peete hain, na lete hain, na sote hain, na chalte phirte hain. We don't follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul yet. It is through those sunnahs Allah will admit us into Jannah. It is through the blessings of those actions that Allah will forgive our sins. It is the blessings of those sunnahs that we will have nur and light on our faces. It is through the blessings of those sunnahs our du'as are answered, dear viewers. It is the blessings of this dadi that maybe your face will be that face that Allah will want to see on the day of Qiyamah because of you adoring the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, dear viewers, so much of qurb, so much of closeness, so much of blessings between Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that's shared. And we are in the center because we are the followers of the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, we give no importance and no attention to this part and this aspect. Subhanallah. Mawlana Sahib, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We would love to hear more from yourself. But before you say anything right now, the request is from my side for you to recite a few ash'ar in the praises of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Let's inshallah recite this beautiful istighasa in the court of Madina Wali Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is Alhamdulillah my favorite naat. And whenever I read this kafiyat, you know, that comes over and it is Alhamdulillah so beautiful. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale mishq bhi pilana madani madine wale teri saadgi pe lakho teri aajzi pe lakho teri saadgi pe lakho teri aajzi pe lakho ho salaam e aajizana ho salaam e aajizana madani madine wale madani madine wale madani madine wale ye mareez mar raha tere haath mein shifa hai ye mareez mar raha hai tere haath mein shifa hai ya tabib jald aana ya tabib jald aana madani madine wale madani madine wale madani madine wale maghrib be sahara kahaur hai guzara mujhe aap hi nibha मुझे आप ही निभाना मदनी मदीने वाले मदनी मदीने वाले मदनी मदीने वाले हाँ मेरी आने वाली नस्ले तेरे इश्क ही में मच ले मेरी आने वाली नस्ले आका तेरे इश्क ही में मच ले उन्हें नेक तुम बनाना उन्हें नेक तुम बनाना मदनी मदीने वाले मदनी मदीने वाले मदनी मदीने वाले تیرا ہم ہی چاہے عطار اسی میں رہے گرفتار تیرا ہم ہی چاہے عطار اسی میں رہے گرفتار غم مال سے بچانا غم مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
آمین جاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The writer is Amir al-Sunnat, the reciter is Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, and the listeners are the viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah. Mawlana Sahib, it touched the heart, really. This is, you are right, one of the oldest kalams that I've heard, and old is gold, Mawlana Sahib. Aaj tak, mashallah, ye jahan jaye, isko padha jata hai, aur jab padhte hain, to rikat tari hoti hai, Mawlana Sahib, is kalam se, mashallah. It touches the heart, and each couplet, it's so simple to understand. And together with that, it revives the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Dua bhi hai, istighasa bhi hai, kalam bhi hai. Kya baat hai Madine ki? May Allah Kareem shower rain of mercies and blessings upon Amir Ahle Sunnat for writing and composing such beautiful naats and kalam jo hum padhte hain. Aur hamare is padhne se hum log ke ishq mein izafa hota hai. Subhanallah. It's able to aid us in loving the Prophet and following his sunnah even more than before. Dear viewers of Madine channel, abhi kuch der pehle ye baat kahi thi ki this ummah's speciality is that 70,000 people from this ummah will enter Jannah without accountability. From amongst more specialities, Mawlana Sahib, it is stated that in the previous nations, if any person killed himself, that was expiation for his gunas himself.
Allah.
That was for his own thing, if he had taken his life with his own hands. However, this has been removed from this ummah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Taki koi apna jaan na le. And have trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Go through the calamities of this world, face the problems of this dunya, but do not take your life with your own hands. Do not commit suicide. Do not give up, but rather place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. This helps us to build our self-esteem.
In order to have our sins forgiven, we don't need to give our life. Subhanallah.
We need the da'wah of Mustafa alone. Allahu Akbar. So to get your sins forgiven, you don't have to give your life. All you have to do is do not despair from the mercy of Allah. You need to ask Allah for forgiveness, and Allah says in the Quran, I will forgive all your sins. Simple as that, instead of giving your life. This is the deep love connection of this ummah with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Allah azza wa jalla. Dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah, this trials has been lifted from the ummah, yani of killing yourself. Imagine this alone is such a great blessing. But we don't look at this as a blessing. We don't teach this to our children, that the previous nations could do this, but for this ummah, we are not allowed to do this. Subhanallah. Can you imagine the expiation for looking at something unlawful? Allahu Akbar, was to pluck one's eye out in the previous nations, Mawlana Sahib. That if you saw something haram, fornication from the eyes was committed, the hukum and the order and the shari'at for those ummahs was to pluck out one's eye. Allahu Akbar, such forms of penalties, Masab, was set in place, but it's not possible for this ummah to do so. This ummah ke liye mana kar diya gaya. Because why? There's rahmah, there's mercy, there's compassion, there's love. Allahu Akbar. In fact, we have a Rasul and a Nabi, the Quran declares and says that he is ever concerned for your well-being. حَرِيصُنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ مسلمانوں سے بہت محبت کرتے ہیں. He loves us, subhanallah, and he is concerned for our well-being. Our falling into difficulty causes taklif to him. This is the deep connection, Mawlana Sahib, and therefore we have these specialities, because when the beloved Rasul starts to love anything, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will give that more blessing. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Sayyidi, with regards to the previous ummahs and us, and now we are discussing fiqh, because these are pertaining to fiqh, as you have mentioned, they would kill themselves then if they had to place the unlawful gaze on something, then for that, the expiation for that and the punishment for that was to pluck out the eyes. But we as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have it so easy. No matter how, even if our sins are the size of the mountain, Allah's mercy is beyond that, subhanAllah, to forgive all our sins. If our sins are equivalent to the bubbles of the oceans, Allah's mercy is beyond that, subhanAllah, to forgive all of it. And then if we have to commit minor sins, such as unlawfully looking at something, then wudu can also help in this regard, subhanAllah. Wudu does not only remove the filth of the body, meaning the physical filth, but Allah Azza wa Jal has made wudu the means of purifying ourselves spiritually as well, of the sins as well, subhanAllah. Other previous ummah, they didn't have this.
So this is a blessing on our side.
SubhanAllah. So wudu does not only remove our physical impurities, but it also removes the impurities of sins. Una, subhanAllah. As it is, alhamdulillah, mentioned in the biography of my Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would see the sins of people falling from the water of their wudu. And this is the proof itself, alhamdulillah, that and Sayyidi, wudu is something that we have been granted, alhamdulillah, as a means of purification for our physical bodily limbs and for our spiritual cleanliness as well, meaning purification from sins. But this will be our identification on the Day of Judgment. As it is mentioned in the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on the Day of Judgment, there will be people with bright faces and bright limbs. Brightness you see of their faces, of their limbs, is the brightness of the wudu water. SubhanAllah. Therefore, it is for this reason, the hikmat behind not wiping our wudu limbs clean, like, you know, dry. We shouldn't do that, because that is the remaining water that is there. We should just dab it a little bit. So, alhamdulillah, at the same time, it doesn't wet the clothes. But that is the wudu water that will enable us to have that shine on the Day of Judgment.
SubhanAllah. Even I read where that leftover water, which is on the body, will be placed on the pan.
SubhanAllah.
These are the blessings simply because of why? The Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, people find it hard to give zakat. Do you know 2.5% is for this ummah, but for previous ummahs we have 25% zakat. For this ummah, Allah Azza wa Jalla reduced it. From 50 salah, He made it 5 salah because He loves this ummah. Allahu Akbar. Paradise was forbidden, Mulana Sahib, for any person who committed suicide. This ummah mein aisa nahi. There will be a gunahgar, a sinner, any committing suicide is a major sin, Mulana Sahib. It's a major sin. But you cannot say this person is deprived of Jannah and Paradise. Anyone who says that is wrong. Some people have the misconception that if anyone committed suicide, there's no janazah even. There's no burial. So, kya kare uska? People think and assume like this. It's not like that, dear viewers. Yes, for the previous nations, no Jannah if you committed suicide. But this is not the case with this Ummah. If the actions of the previous nations, Mansab, was not accepted, if the actions of any person from this Ummah was not accepted. For example, a person gives zakat, he gives charity, and he does not know whether it's accepted or not. It's hidden. But in the previous Ummah, if a person performed a virtuous deed and it was not accepted, then that person was disgraced. Allahu Akbar. It was brought in front if that action was not accepted. If a person from the Israelites sinned, any Israeli person sinned, Allahu Akbar, that person would be deprived of the sense of taste. Allah Azza wa Jalla will take away the quality of taste from that person, and his sin would be written on his door. This was the punishment for the previous nations, and for this nation, Allah Azza wa Jalla covers our sins. He covers the sins. He gives you respite to make tawbah, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla is sattar. He covers our sins until we make tawbah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla continues to cover that sin until the banda becomes humbled. But sometimes our sins do come in the open when Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to rectify and reform us, dear viewers of Madini Sharada. Look at the blessings of being the ummatis of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now can you imagine why did Isa alayhi salatu wasalam make the dua that, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, send me, make me from among the ummatis of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I do come back again. Allahu Akbar.
Sayyidi, this is such a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps our large, our izzat, the sinful ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine if Allah Azza wa Jal were to expose us, we would have no face to hide. In the previous ummahs, even when it comes to qurbani, the sacrifices, the sign of their sacrifice, the acceptance of sacrifices was that the fire from the heaven would come and engulf the sacrifice. And that was a sign of acceptance. If that didn't happen, that means the qurbani wasn't accepted.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
So the whole world is seeing whether your qurbani was accepted or not.
Allah, Allah. But now it's hidden, Mawlana Sahib. It's a secret. Because of being the ummatis, the punishments that descended on the earlier ummats, dear viewers, will not ever descend again upon this ummah. Allah Azawajalla says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا كَانُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And this is the summary of the ayah, Muhasab, that Allah Azawajalla has removed the punishment away for as long as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst us.
Allah.
Because the beloved Rasul resides amongst the people, therefore Allah Azawajalla had withdrawn the punishment.
And Sayyidi, that ayah was revealed about those people who would challenge Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if you are so accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask Allah to bring the punishment upon us. If you are true in your claim. And these are the sort of things that they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even on that, he is so merciful that he still didn't want bad for them. Yeah. He didn't want the evil for them.
Subhanallah.
And these were the kuffar, the disbelievers who would challenge Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this manner. And then Allah azza wa jal revealed this verse that Allah is not to punish them until you are amongst them. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala alayhi rahmah, he draws our attention to the same fact and he says, Anta fihim ne adu ko bhiliya daman me. Anta fihim, by saying Anta fihim, this verse even took those, the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave them shelter. Aisha Jawed, Mubarak tujhe shaydai dost.
Allah,
Alhamdulillah,
Allah,
the blissful living, Allah. Mubarak to you, O the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Masab, this shared and couplet catch my heart. Subhanallah. Kya kahe, dear viewers? Words are not coming to the tongue as to what can be said with regards to this fact and reality that Allah Azzawajalla has really honored us. Firstly, He made us insan. Ashraful makhluqat. You are the greatest from all animals, from all creation. Allah Azza wa Jalla could have made us anything, but He made you insan, which is the best from all the entire creation. Subhanallah. Then He gave you Iman. He gave you Islam. Over and above, He made you the ummati of the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. How many more blessings, dear viewers? All of this is not sufficient enough for us to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, for us to become grateful bandas, for us to become grateful servants, Mola. In my 37 years of life, 40 years of life, 50 years of life, I have not thanked you enough for this Islam which you have given me through Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just because of being His follower, your sins are overlooked at. Yani not in the sense that we must continue doing sins, but Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is a great possibility through His rahmah and mercy, we shall be pardoned. Even after punishment, you are pardoned, still is Allah's rahmat and mercy, Mawlana Sahib. But we should never assume that we can tolerate the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We should always be looking forward to never ever be disobedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, before we close up today's program, dear viewers, aap itna jaan lijiye ki in comparison with the early ummas, yes, we all know the lifespans and actions were much more. Yani, their lifespan was much more as compared to our lifespan. But Subhanallah, subhanallah. Though our lifespan is lesser as compared to them, but our rewards are more than them, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Our rewards are much more greater than those who live for longer years on this planet. If you ask the reason why, only one reason you're going to hear, and that is to say, because we are the ummatis of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
Allah Kareem hame ye qurb mazid ata farmaye. Or is qurb mein barkatein ata farmaye. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us true, sincere devotees of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Sahib, any parting words from yourself?
Sayyidi, the last thing that's left, you know, with regards to us being made jannati, through the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as He has promised, that I will not leave even a single ummati of mine in the fire of hell, and I will take them out of there myself, and will enter them into Jannah, inshallah. So yes, this is His concern, and this is the same concern He showed when He was born, subhanAllah, when He arrived in this world, and when He made this dua, Rabbi Abli Ummati, in the state of sajda, that if this is the case, that this is the first thing that He says when He is born, subhanAllah, then I know that He won't leave His ummah unattended, subhanAllah, on the day of judgment too. He will remember them even on that day, subhanAllah, Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, and it is mentioned in the previous scriptures, that the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the first ummah to enter paradise.
Allah.
So more than half the leaders of Jannah are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leaders of the youth of Jannah, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, the leader of all the females in Jannah, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah. And likewise, alhamdulillah, this ummah has been granted the leadership of paradise, subhanallah.
Subhanallah, kya baat hi Madine ki, Mulana sahib. It is the fadl and the karam of Allah azza wa jalla that we have received all of this, alhamdulillah. And listening and hearing all of this makes us even more happier and more proud upon this fact and reality ki hum huzur ki ummati hain. Do not forget, Mufti Ahmad Yarham Naimi says, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be 120 rows of people who will enter Jannah, of which 80 from the ummat of Mustafa and 40 only from the previous nation. That's how big this jamaat and group will be from the ummat of Mustafa that will enter into Jannah. As Mahasab says, the first group to enter Jannah and the largest group to ever enter Jannah. The group of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, the nation of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come right to the end of the program. We say shukran. Barakallah. May Allah bless you. Stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, keep reciting salawat upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.